your beating heart be still. Ye maids demure and pretty, I'm Prigham Young, the Mormon chief, the Shire of Salt Lake City. I've just come o'er the herring pond to beautify my harem with 40 loving wives and fond, or more if you can spare 'em. So a chance like this you never should miss, ye maids demure and pretty. Come over with me and I think you'll agree, we are pepper in Salt Lake City. You must know this man. I remove corns, not take the tops off. From far across the raging foam, there's a bullock about here somewhere, isn't there? Near Salt Lake's briny waters. What is that keeps clicking? I left my happy little home and 90 sons and daughters. 200 wives are shedding tears of sorrow since they lost me. 200 fat and buxom dears, just fancy what they cost me. Think of it, 200 wives. Can you believe such a thing? You ought to see our backyard on a washing day. It's a sight. What with theirs and mine and theirs, it's beautiful. It's divine. Of course, a lot of you people think that we Mormons are a friendly society, like buffaloes or rechabites. Oh, dear, no. Oh, dear, no. We may be odd fellows, and we are very select. In fact, we are always selecting. And a lot of people think that because we are Mormons, that our wives are mermaids. Oh, dear, no. Oh, dear, no. That's a longer tale. Now, we are an old established firm, we are. Founded by King Solomon, and he knew a bit. Then there seems to have been a big gap in history, and Henry VIII came on the scene. He revived the order. Then the patent expired, and opposition parties were formed by Bluebeard, the Sultan of Turkey, Smythe, Bigot, and... But they were only a lot of amateurs, those fellows. But they sure, Mormonism's beautiful. You practice it in England today, only you employ a lawyer to get you out of it. And I don't think they call you Mormons over here. I think you're known as Warmons. And a chance like this you never should miss, ye maids demure and pretty. Come over with me and I think you'll agree. We are pepper in Salt Lake City.